It took over 400 minutes, but a team finally scored on the high-flying Ferndale Wildcats football team last weekend, but it was still a very impressive day for the Cats. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school football news from around the North Coast, how the College of the Redwoods football team has turned around its season, some NCS soccer and volleyball news, why it was a good start to the basketball season for one local team, and why this will be a big weekend in local youth football. But first up, the Ferndale Wildcats were finally scored on in their ninth game of the season last week when McKinleyville quarterback Ruger Baxter connected on a pair of touchdown passes to receiver Trevor Marsh. But it certainly wasn't all bad news for the Wildcats, who won the game 82-12, scoring more points in a single game than any other HDNL 11-player program has in at least 22 years since Max Preps began keeping records. The victory also clinched at least a share of this year's Little Four Championship, as the Cats improved to 9-0 overall and 5-0 in conference with one game remaining. They can claim the title outright with a win at Arcata on Friday night. The Tigers kept their championship hopes alive with a 34-7 win at Hoopa and can share the title with Ferndale for a second straight year if they win on Friday. Also last weekend, the Fortuna Huskies kept their Big Four championship hopes alive with a 26-18 win over St. Bernard's. The Huskies have now won three straight and five of their last six games to go to 4-1 in the Big Four and 5-4 overall, while the loss was the first of the year for the Crusaders, who dropped to 4-1 and 8-1. The two schools will share the conference championship if they both win or both lose their final conference games this weekend. The Huskies will host Eureka on Friday night, while St. Bernard's will host Del Norte on Saturday afternoon. Del Norte is 2-3 in the Big Four and 5-4 overall after a 7-0 win last week over Eureka, which lost an 8 straight game and dropped to 0-5 and 1-8. The South Fork Cubs were also in action last weekend and won for the fifth time in 6 weeks, winning on the road at California School for the Deaf 71-46. The Cubs, who are 3-1 in the NCL3 and 6-2 overall, will host LC Allen on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. South Fork can claim a share of the league title with a win and a Tamales loss at Potter Valley. The Mendocino County teams were also in action last weekend. The Willits Wolverines saw their chances of a league title end with a 28-20 loss at St. Helena as they dropped to 5-2 in the NCL1 and 7-2 overall. The Wolverines will try to get back to winning ways when they host Fort Bragg on Friday night. The Timberwolves beat Cloverdale 37-18 last week and improved to 4-3 and 4-5. The Ukiah Wildcats' hopes of a conference championship took a hit when they lost 50-43 at Maria Carrillo and dropped to 3-1 in the Redwood Empire Bay Conference and 5-4 overall. Ukiah can still clinch a share of the conference title with a win at Annalee on Friday night and a Maria Carrillo loss against St. Vincent de Paul on Saturday. In local college football, meanwhile, it has been a tale of two seasons for College of the Redwoods. The Corsairs traveled to Butte last weekend and posted their first win over the Roadrunners since 1990, winning 22-21. For the second time in 3 weeks, CR scored the winning touchdown in the final minute. It was also the third straight win for the team after an 0-6 start, and Redwoods can clinch the National NorCal Conference Championship and a playoff berth with a win at home against American River on Saturday afternoon, coupled with a Butte victory at Sierra. Saturday's game will take place at the Redwood Bowl, with kickoff set for 2 p.m. Switching gears, the North Coast Section soccer playoffs kicked off this week, and it was a good opening day for the HDNL girls teams in particular. In Division 1 girls action, four league teams advanced to this weekend's semi-finals, guaranteeing the HDNL a section title. The only question now is which of the four remaining teams will win out. Despite being the smallest school in the bracket, the Ferndale girls received the top seed and opened with a 10-0 win over Technology. The St. Bernard's girls also won their opener, beating Fortuna 2-0 in a game that was called early after a fight broke out between the two teams with just 2 minutes remaining. The ugly scene took from what was a good afternoon for the league's teams. The Crusaders and Wildcats will face each other in Saturday's semi-final at Ferndale High School. The Del Norte and Eureka girls also won their playoff openers. Del Norte beat Arcata 1-0 2-0, and Eureka won 3-2 at Kelseyville, and they will play their semi-final in Crescent City on Saturday afternoon. In Division 2 girls action, Willits and Fort Bragg remain on course for a possible championship showdown next week after both schools won their playoff openers on Wednesday. Fort Bragg defeated Calistoga 1-0 and will play Credo in Saturday semi-final, while Willits beat Tamales 2-0 and will play Middletown on Saturday. In NCS boys action this week, there were several one-score games involving local teams. In Division 1, Fortuna had an opening round bye. Arcata beat Cristo Rey de la Salle 2-1 and Del Norte fell 2-1 at International. In Division 2, McKinleyville lost 5-4 at Credo, and in Division 3, South Fork won 4-3 at Contra Costa Christian. In NCS volleyball, meanwhile, the last three remaining HDNL teams all lost their quarterfinals on Saturday night. Eureka lost at Kelseyville, St. Bernard's fell at St. Vincent de Paul, and Ferndale lost at Laytonville. In local college basketball, it was a good start to the new season for College of the Redwoods. The CR men traveled to Napa for the Live Like Geno tip-off tournament and won both of their games, defeating Las Medanas 106-102 in overtime and Mendocino 78-66. And rounding out a busy weekend in local sports, on Sunday, the Six Rivers Conference season will conclude with three championship games. All three games will take place at Ferndale High School, with the action getting underway at 9 a.m. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.